And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And good afternoon, everybody. Here we are, one more Monday, and you're stuck for a whole hour with me. But that's okay. We're excited to talk about our community and things coming up with the Chamber. Today's first topic is going to be on what the Chamber of Commerce does for the community. So stick around and listen to me in just a little bit, and stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Does your insurance company really know you?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we treat you like family, even though we are not capable of understanding human emotion. We are skilled in gathering customers' age range, gender, and zip code. Let our algorithm take care of your lifetime of needs.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we treat people like people. Together, we work through what you need and create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Well, I thought we'd take advantage of today and talk a little bit about how the Chino Valley Chamber benefits the community, what our role is in the community, how we work with other organizations and with the town government, and hopefully have a little bit of fun with that today. You know, the mission of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce is to serve the interests of local businesses while advocating business advancement, economic vitality, job creation for the benefit of Chino Valley and our region. And there's a role that the Chamber does and a role that the town of Chino Valley does in all of this. Now, it's out. The word is out. I will be leaving this position in 2 weeks as of today to begin working with the town of Chino Valley as the economic development and project manager for the community, and I'll have a direct role in working with the chamber on an ongoing basis, which really excites me. The town's job is to try and bring jobs to our community and more businesses to the community, so we're going to be focusing on the new business, but somebody has to focus on the businesses and the organizations that are already here. So I'd like to talk just a few minutes about what I see some of those roles as. As the town of Chino Valley, and a lot of people have heard me say this before, it's our bedroom community in the area. Very rarely do people commute to jobs in Chino Valley. There are a few town employees, there are a few school employees, and there are a few small business employees who do the opposite commute. But for the most part, thousands of people drive out of Chino Valley every morning, and those thousands of people come back at night. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the vitality of most communities in Chino Valley, being one of them, the only major source of revenue that our community has is sales tax. And when most of our citizens are leaving every single day to work outside of town, they're spending money outside of town, which isn't bad regionally, but it doesn't help the coffers for our community. We have a community of 64 square miles, as it's been explained over the past several weeks, 150 miles of roads that we can only afford right now to take care of a couple of miles every year because our sales tax revenue just isn't that high. We have 12,500 or so residents in the community. And we have 100 employees. And that's not very many when you think about it, 100 employees for a town that size. And that includes the police. That includes the roads crew. That includes administration, which isn't that many. That includes parks and recreation. It includes most functions offered in the town of Chino Valley, with the exception of fire and safety, which is covered by a separate fire district. So what does that mean about for the chamber? Well, our chamber relies on membership, and our members come from all communities in the area. But what our role is to ensure that our businesses are vital and growing concerns. And to do that, we offer a lot of networking. We offer a communication to community members who are in business and in organizations and churches and government and everybody else. And our main source of revenue is twofold. The town of Chino Valley covers part of our budget because we offer the communities visitor center, we offer business information, and we offer communications and a number of other things that are important to economic development. Often when somebody comes to Chino Valley, the first place they stop is the Chamber of Commerce. The things they ask for, where are their houses for sale? Can we have a map? Which we don't at this time. It's a little embarrassing. We're working on that. Who do you recommend as a contractor? Who do you recommend as an electrician? And, of course, those we recommend are those who are members first. So I want to talk a little bit about membership and why membership is important. We have several levels, and it doesn't really cost all that much to be a member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Our lowest rates are for individuals at $100. Nonprofit organizations are $125. And then we have memberships for for-profit businesses starting at $225 and working their way up. We have Chairman's Circle, which is our highest level, which is $10,000 or more investment. We have one. And quite honestly, we're right there today at Arizona's hometown radio station. So we thank them for their Chairman's Circle sponsorship. We also have platinum sponsors for those who invest $2,500 or more. And those include, the town of Chino Valley, Barrett Propane, YRMC, Tom's Print and Sign, Drake Cement, and there are a few others. But other than that, most all of our members are regular members who participate every month in our organization. And some of the opportunities that people have to sponsor and be involved with are events. So we have various community events, including our lunches and roundtables, including our quarterly business breakfasts or women in business lunches, our mixers, which we hope to reinstate at every month, our women in business lunches. We can do custom sponsorship packages. We can have people help contribute to the costs of newsletters, websites, community guides, so on and so forth, a banner, signage, relocation packets. But there's a number of ways for our members to become involved. Leah Graham, who was our guest last week and is one of our key volunteers, is a member. Her company is American Family Insurance, and American Family Insurance has done very well. If you ask Leah why she's so involved, is that the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. And so if you see an event that the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce has, you'll see Leah there. So our membership application, it's pretty easy to join. Our membership application is on our website, and it's on the right-hand side if you scroll down, and it's there's a link that goes right to it. In fact, we had a new member join just this week by surprise that we had no contact with them before, and now Catholic Charities is a member just by doing that, and I've been in touch with their director, and we're going to meet and try to find ways for them to become involved and benefit from the chamber and how the chamber will benefit from them. We have several new and renewing members that have just come on board, and I just sort of want to highlight some of them. Since December 1st, we have 5 new members. The Northern Arizona Suns, we're pretty excited to have them on board with an enhanced sponsorship, and we're going to find ways to get them involved more and more as time goes on. They're a great addition to the Quad City area, and they are having a pretty good season, but unfortunately, we don't think they're going to make the playoffs at this point. MTE Communications, which is a new broadband provider, I think they're in Chino Valley and some of the outlying areas, they're a new member. Smart Girls Resale Fashion, a great success story. Jamie came on board, and not only did she join the chamber, she sponsored the Women in Business event we had in February. Jamie met all sorts of new people. Nobody knew what the women's resale market was outside of Chino Valley, and her store in Prescott Valley, I believe, has probably benefited quite a bit from the association with business owners in Chino Valley. Great lady, great business. We've also had Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona recently opened up a center in Chino Valley at the community center, and we're meeting with them to try to find out how we can help each other. And as I just mentioned, Catholic Charities Community Services just joined. We have a whole bunch of folks who have renewed, including individuals, several nonprofit organizations, and a lot of long-standing members in the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. I don't have time to go over all of them right now, but it's pretty exciting to see the enthusiasm that chamber membership is creating in the town of Chino Valley. So we're going to finish up this section. Next section of the show, I think I will highlight some of those renewing members because it's important for them to be recognized. But then we're going to talk about some of the neat activities that are going on in our community. So stay on board. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be back in the next few minutes with the next section of Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Edition.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Windfall Willie here. Imagine you're riding your bike to the corner store. You head to the counter and ask for a Piggy Bank Bucks ticket, one of four new fast play games from the Arizona Lottery. You win! Now you try a Cherry Twist ticket with a jackpot that's always growing. Another instant win! You cash out and leave on your new bike. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Yes, I'm your one-man show today, the one-band show, hopefully entertaining, and hopefully we'll continue to have some fun. You know, we spent the first section talking about value and why join the chamber. I'm going to get a little bit more into recognizing some businesses and activities this session, but I also wanted to recognize those members who have renewed or joined the chamber in the last few months. And so I am going to do the boring read the list. Sorry about that. But these are great organizations, including nonprofit organizations. The Coalition for Compassion and Justice is a returning organization, as is Horses with Heart, the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, the Chino Valley Equestrian Association, NACOG, Yavapai Regional Transit, Chino Valley United Methodist Church, Prescott Frontier Days, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, Highland Center for Natural History, and the Chino Valley Noontimers Lions Club, and as I said earlier, the Catholic Charities Community Services. Some individual renewals is Ron and Sherry Romley. I can speak, I promise. Chuck Peter, Anita and Louis DeMello, along with these great businesses in the Quad Cities area, United Disposal, Valpak of Northern Arizona, MTE Communications, as we'd mentioned, Northern Arizona Suns, as we'd mentioned, Unisource Energy, Smart Girls Resale Fashion, as we had mentioned, York Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, Olson's Grain Country Bank, Deva and Associates, Haley Construction, Northern Arizona Tire, Circle C Construction, Custom Towing, M&M Eye Institute. I missed an individual, Councilman Corey Mendoza. Mitchell Accounting Services, the Learning Center in Chino Valley, Northern Arizona University Yavapai, Rick Nichols Custom Engraving, American Family Insurance, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Cable One, Grenix Broadcasting, oh, have to mention them, the competition here, Las Fuentes Resort Village, Oakwood Homes just came in today, and Desert Reflections Realty. These are great local businesses who have made the commitment to be active in the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Well, some of the great things that are going on in town, last week was the first of 8 weekly sessions of the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. It was last Thursday at Town Hall, and it will be the next 7 Thursday evenings in a row starting at 6 p.m. They had hoped to have 15 to 20 people, but they blew us away. We had 30 people show up, which gives you an idea of how active people in Chino Valley want to be. A lot of transplants moving from California and other places, but they all have a common interest of wanting to be a part of the community. The emphasis last week was a little bit on the history of Chino Valley, and we all learned quite a bit. Kay from the Chino Valley Historical Society was our key presenter, and there are a lot of things that some of us didn't know, including myself. I had fallen into the trap that we can only assume that somebody in Prescott started, was the rumor that Chino Valley was Arizona's first territorial capital by mistake when the advanced delegation mistook Little Thumb Butte out by Paulden for the Thumb Butte that we know as Thumb Butte today, and they set up camp in the wrong place. Well, we learned that that wasn't the case, that in 1863, advance parties had identified Chino Valley and Del Rio Springs in particular as the site for the first territorial government of Arizona. It was done on purpose, and the reason was plentiful water, which there was at that time at Del Rio Springs, lots of wildlife and game for food, great farmlands, and of course, that grass that Chino Valley is known for. They stayed in Chino Valley for 5 months, and that wasn't they didn't stay there by mistake. They stood there by plan. And they moved to Prescott because they were in the Civil War and they needed a location that was more defensible from any type of attack. And so in May or June of 1864 that the territorial capital, the first permanent, as you may, territorial capital moved to Prescott. I say that because Chino Valley has great historical significance in the formation of Arizona and over the years. The Fred Harvey and his Fred Harvey houses and what we've all heard of the Harvey girls, he set up a ranch in Chino Valley, and they grew and they raised livestock and grew crops just to feed and provide food for his other operations. The narrow gauge railroad was connected to the main railroad in Chino Valley to provide transportation to Jerome and somewhat of the Verde Valley. So this is not all done by mistake, but a very important role in the history of Arizona and northern Arizona. So there's more to learn. We have 7 more sessions in the Chino Valley Citizens Academy, and we hope that people just show up. We're excited to have that many people interested in our community and wanting to get involved. We hope to identify volunteers, and volunteers not only for the Chamber of Commerce, but those that will register in the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Volunteer Program, Regional Volunteer Program, that may be available and on the database to work for other organizations and projects. So that's the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. Come on out. It's very good. Now, Chino Valley, in the last week or so, and I'm going to promo a couple of businesses that are not members right now, but they're going to be. I'm pretty sure they're going to see the value. But we now have a Italian restaurant in Chino Valley. Paschetti's Pasta Joint opened last week at the old restaurant site that's between A to Z Hardware, the A to Z Home Center, and Sonic Drive-In. It's called Paschetti's Pasta Joint. The menu looks pretty good. I haven't been there yet, but their reviews have been pretty positive in the first week of operation. So I will be knocking on your door because you should be a member of the Chino Valley Chamber, and you just got a free plug whether you are or not. The next networking luncheon, organized by Chamber member Leah Graham, who was our guest on the show last week, is this Thursday, March 8th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be at Chino Valley's own nano brewery or microbrewery, Insurgent Brewing. Rob, you and Laura will be the next members. of the Chino Valley Chamber. And it will have food provided by Aroma Pizza. And Aroma Pizza, I'm going to knock on your doors, too. Just share the cost of the pizza when you come. And maybe not too much day drinking, but I can tell you that Rob makes some very tasty beers. I especially like some of his darks and his new rye, the collaboration rye that they just tapped a few weeks ago. This will be, again, this networking luncheon will be on Thursday the 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Last month at the first one, it was hosted at Casa Grande Mexican Restaurant, and there were about 35 people who showed up, and it was a great opportunity for people to have a chance to talk in front of their peers, get to socialize without any agenda, without any speakers. So come on over this Thursday at Insurgent Brewing and look on Facebook, because Leah has an event posted on Facebook and a number of us have reposted it, and she'd like to have an idea of how many people are going to be there. Next week, March 14th, is our monthly luncheon. This will be our last monthly luncheon that we'll hold on the second Wednesday of the month. And we're trying to change this into more of a networking event with less talking heads, like you're hearing me talk right now. We hope to give everybody time to introduce themselves, their product and service, talk about how they're unique and how they can serve the community. This month's focus is going to be on real estate, but not just real estate, development, sales, contractors. We have a new member, Clayton Holmes, is a brand new member of the chamber, and to give them a chance to talk about their land home packages that they sell with their manufactured homes. We'll have a chance for others to participate as well. I know not all of our guests will be in that industry, but we know that West Yavapai Guidance Clinic has a fundraiser coming up, Chalk It Up, and their members, they're great members of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and they'll have representation there. There'll be town council members, there'll be other members of the chamber, and it's just a great opportunity to have some fun. There'll be door prizes and gifts and a 50-50 raffle to fund our scholarship fund. So come on out. The last day to register, to pre-register for this event, will be this Friday at noon. Early registration for members is $15. For early registration for non-members is $18. And anybody who registers after this Friday at noon or comes to the door, it's $20 a person. Should be a great event. The focus is on realty. Every realtor in the Quad City should be members of their local chambers. One of the first things people ask for, where am I going to live? Chino Valley has a housing shortage, especially in the area of rentals and of used home inventory. So come on over and learn what you can and have a good time with us. We'll have fun. On March 19th at the Chino Valley Senior Center, they're presenting Let's Dance with Brian Keith Entertainment, 50s, 60s, and 70s with country music. It'll be from 5:30 to 8:30 on a Monday evening at the Chino Valley Senior Center. So bring your dancing shoes. Tickets are only $15 and checks are payable to the Senior Center. They have to supplement their budget with other things, and they always have a good time. If you've ever had a chance to have a meal or go into the Senior Center, you'll see that Cindy and crew always does a great job. So Let's Dance on Monday, March 19th from 5:30 to 8:30, $15 a person. We've posted that on the Chino Valley Chamber Facebook page. On March 21st, and this is our first announcement for March's mixer, we will have a mixer hosted by Good Samaritan Society in their boardroom here in Prescott at 106 Roof Street. Desiree Paris is organizing that for us. She's a great new member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, is helping organize all of our mixers. She hasn't told me what's on tap, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun. The Good Samaritan Society, operate several facilities in Prescott and Prescott Valley that targets various needs of senior populations. Sometimes they go there to recover from surgery or hospital stays. They also have care facilities, independent living facilities, and probably one of the more important things they do, and Desiree came on and talked about it a few weeks ago, was Good Samaritan Society's hospice, in-home hospice and on-site hospice to help people in their final days. Now, we don't want to talk about final days at this mixer. It should be a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people coming out to join us. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to join us. You could just be residents at Samaritan's facilities or maybe curious about the Chino Valley Chamber. Again, there'll be door prizes. There'll be a 50-50 raffle to help the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Scholarship Fund, and that will be on Wednesday, March 21st, starting at 5 till 6:30 p.m. I want to make a note of this because this will be our final third Wednesday of the month mixer. We're moving them starting in April to the third Tuesday or one day earlier to try and eliminate conflicts with the Prescott Valley Chamber's business after hours events. So we're moving it to a Tuesday, and the next mixer that we'll have in April will be hosted by Chris and Diette Viterbo. They're the owners of the Primrose Inn at 1304 North Highway 89. And I got to tell you, what they've done with that facility is amazing. It doesn't look that much different as you drive by it, and I've been driving by it for the 21 years I've lived in Chino Valley. But what they've done to the inside and what they've done to their outside facilities behind the main building is nothing short of phenomenal. So they'll be giving tours of their facilities. They have catered food. I believe it's barbecue coming from Big Daddy E's, another great chamber member in Chino Valley. I think they'll have beverages, and they'll be having tours of the facilities. There's also a very quaint but small RV park right behind the Primrose Inn, and I imagine those guests will be joining us as well. So mark that day, Tuesday, April 17th, at the Primrose Inn, 1304 North Highway 89. I'd mentioned a few minutes ago that our luncheons will be changing from the second Wednesday to the first Wednesday of each month. So that means our April luncheon will be on Wednesday, April the 4th. So I want you to mark that date. Right now I'm trying to get everybody focused on the March luncheon. So keep on planning for our March luncheon, and I won't bore you with details on that one yet, but it will be a good one as well. So there's a lot of other stuff coming up, and I'm going to highlight one more thing, and then we're going to talk about some other events in our final segment. Our next Women in Business Luncheon, this is pretty cool, will be on April 24th at Centennial Center at Antelope Hills. That's the old headquarters, if you may, of the North Course before the South Course golf course was open. This is a special event, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's education and women in education. Chino Valley is a great school district. There are a lot of advantages for teachers and a lot of advantages for students to go to school in Chino Valley. Among them is the 4-day work week, which is pretty nice. I'm a parent I've had three sons who've gone to school throughout their childhood in Chino Valley. My youngest son right now is in an eighth grade. But we're going to be honoring some extraordinary women who are all for the principals of their respective schools in Chino Valley. At the Territorial Early Childhood Center, the principal is Brandy Cox. At Del Rio Elementary, the principal is Carolyn Reeder. At Heritage Middle School, Julie Bryce. And at CVHS is Heidi Wolf. We also have several other administrators within the Chino Valley Unified School District, including the Assistant Superintendent, Cindy Daniels, our Director of Special Services, and our Director of Business Services are all women as well. And hopefully they'll be joining us as well. But this panel discussion will focus on the four principles. And hopefully we'll have other noted women in education in the Chino Valley area. I mean, the Yavapai College's associate dean is Dr. Carla Phillips. The president of Yavapai College is Dr. Penny Willis. So there are a lot of great women involved in education in our communities. I just want to acknowledge our leadership committee of Mary Jo McGough from 1AZ Credit Union, Karen Otis from Drake Cement, and last but not least, of course, Leah Graham from American Family Insurance. We have one more section coming up, and we'll talk about some fundraisers on the horizon and some other neat ways for you to become involved with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes with a final section, and we look forward to you. So stick around, and we'll be back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and we listened. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road, right next to Starbucks. I'm Carrie, the Prescott Valley branch manager, and this isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet our customers. Stop by for a totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank location on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere? And you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our 5 stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Northern Arizona Suns are losing ground in the hunt for the sixth and final playoff spot following 2 losses over the weekend. The Suns returned to the Prescott Valley Event Center Friday night to take on the Memphis Hustle. Guard Josh Gray scored 27 points, and Alec Peters got 34 points in the 128-116 loss. Peters tied a career high, but he says that doesn't really matter if the Suns don't get a win.
That's first and foremost. That's what anybody that's looking to play in the NBA, like everybody should be in the G League. The first thing they're going to look at is, can you win? No matter how much you score or how much you do on the floor, if you're not a winner, nobody wants you. If we don't win the game, I don't care. I could score zero, and we would not be a lot happier than I am right now.
Gray calls this loss a tough one.
I think we lost it in the fourth quarter down the stretch. Wasn't able to get the stops that we needed, and it just got away from us.
We're trying to make a push to the playoffs. In games like this, we can't just let go.
Yesterday afternoon, the Northern Arizona Suns took on the Reno Bighorns, a team they trailed by four games in the Western Conference standing. Guard Archie Goodwin got 29 points, and forward Mike Young, making his return to the Suns since January 31st, got 21 points in the 122-112 loss. Northern Arizona hits the road to take on the Salt Lake City Stars at 7 Friday night. Thinning operations near the White Spar campground are underway this week.
A contractor will be using heavy equipment to thin trees on nearly 700 acres of Prescott National Forest land. Thinning operations are dependent on weather and soil conditions, but forest officials say equipment is expected to be in the area of White Spar Road and Senator Highway for the next 2 to 3 months. Several sections of the project are located near Goldwater Trail, which makes up a portion of the Prescott Circle Trail. As the contractor moves through the area, portions of the trail will be temporarily closed and users will be rerouted to other trails. Prescott National Forest Service personnel will ensure that agency-approved events, such as the Whiskey Off-Road Race, will experience minimal interruptions. Until mechanical operations are done in early May, forest managers are recommending visitors take advantage of recreation opportunities in the Granite Basin or Thumb Butte Day Use areas. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, clouds roll in tomorrow and stick around this week. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Wednesday. 32 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 69 and a high on Wednesday of 72. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Back. I think I want to try to get guests. So if there are any members out there who would like to be guests on next week or other shows, please give the chamber a call. We would love to have you on to talk about your business, what you do in the community, and whatever else may be on your mind. So we're talking about events, and we're talking about things happening with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we've talked about, I talked about the value of membership, recognized some of our new and renewing members, and even recognized a couple of businesses who aren't members yet, being the operative word. But some of the neat things that are happening, and we talked about that last week as well, is the fact that we're partnering with other organizations in the community again. They're coming on board, and we're doing some really fun stuff. Those of you who have been involved with the Chino Valley Chamber for the past few years may remember the Lioness Club's annual fashion show. Well, they've decided that the climate was right to make a change. They're having a harder time finding fashions and a number of things for that show. And this year, they've switched their event around, and they've asked us to participate with them in this event. It's sort of funny. When they presented it to us a few weeks ago, they called it the Wines, Bites, and Suds fundraising event. And I, being a little bit of a smarty pants, said, "Oh, does that mean that we're going to have Tide Pods for suds?" And the next thing you know, they changed the name because they didn't want anybody mistaking, even though our target audience is typically a little bit older than the Tide Pod group that we hear about that probably aren't too bright, but they've changed the name to Wine Bites and Brews. And the Wine Bites and Brews fundraiser is going to be on April 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Earthworks in Chino Valley. And this is a pretty neat event. For $25, guests will get 8 tickets that can be used for either tastes of wine or beer, or to use for bucket-style raffles where there'll be prizes and they just put the tickets in the buckets that they want to be drawn from. All the food, the wines, and the beers are going to be hopefully all locally made. We already have a commitment from a couple of local vineyards and breweries, and it should be a whole lot of fun. There'll be raffle tickets, extra taste tickets for extra tastes of beverages, and they'll be available for an extra cost. Now, we're not filling glasses up with beer and filling, you know, pints up with beer and regular wine glasses. These are tastes from 3 to 5 ounces of beverage each time. And the intent is just not to get too liquored up or anything like that, but to have fun, make money for a great cause, the Chino Valley Lionesses and the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. We have entertainment lined up with Brad Newman. Well, Brad Newman's been an entertainer in the area for a long time. He's entertaining when he's on his day job. He's entertaining when he's on his night job. He is just a great-hearted individual. He's fun to listen to. He's a pretty decent musician and has been a great, big part of our communities for the last 35 plus years. So on April 28th is our first annual, we hope, Wine Bites and Brews fundraising event at Earthworks in Chino Valley to benefit the Chino Valley Lioness Group and the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Tickets should be available online here shortly. We need sponsors, and there will be a sponsor package being taken out here shortly, and they'll need donation of prizes. We're looking for additional breweries and additional vineyards to participate. And so come on out, and if you are interested, call the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, 636-2493, or drop me an email at director@chinovalley.org, or just come on to our website and take a look. It should be a great event. An event that's not run by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and doesn't directly benefit us, but brings people into town who normally don't come. You know, I said earlier how Chino Valley is a bedroom community, and I always have joked when I'm in Prescott that people don't like to go all the way out to Chino Valley. I remember a few years back when one of the local high schools had their prom in Chino Valley at the Windmill, which is a beautiful, beautiful facility, probably the nicest facility for that size in the Quad City area. And parents didn't like the idea of their children going all the way out to Chino Valley. Well, this is a great event that brings people out to Chino Valley every year, and it's the fifth, I believe, annual Chino Grinder. It's a gravel bicycle race, and it has four distances offered, 25 miles, which is brand new for those of us who aren't ready to try some of the more grueling rides, a 44-mile ride, a 62-mile ride, and 115 miles. It's a race for those who are in extreme condition, and it's a ride for the rest of us. Grinder events are fairly new to the bicycle event world. This one happens the week following the big mountain bike race in Prescott, the Whiskey Off-Road, and it's the same day as the Whiskey Row Marathon, but it targets a different group of people. I'm already down to 3 minutes. I'm only on my second event, so I guess I did have enough to say. But all of these events start and finish at the Chino Valley Community Center, and this is a great event. It's about 70% of the ride is on gravel roads, and about 30% is on pavement. And it's a great event. It's a whole lot of fun. It's challenging, but unlike mountain bike races, you don't have to have the level of technical skills, but you do have to have endurance, and you have to be ready to go over hard-packed, rutted washboard on roads. It could be very windy, and it could be wet. So on Cinco de Mayo, on May 5th in Chino Valley, starting and finishing at the community center, is the Chino Grinder. To learn more about it, go to azgravelrides.com. The 115-mile course goes all the way out from Chino Valley to Williams and back through the Prescott and Kaibab National Forests. So that's the Chino Grinder. In June, and we mentioned this last week, we have our Chamber of Commerce golf tournament, and it will again be at Antelope Hills South Course, and we have great volunteers, Dave Barrett from Barrett Propane, Jim David, Bob Knudsen from Finley Auto Group. So mark your calendars for Saturday, June 16th. Tee off will be 8 a.m. It will be a scramble format with a shotgun start. And costs will be affordable. They haven't set the final price, but we're thinking it'll be between $80 and $90, and lunch will be included. There'll be a hole-in-one contest and a brand-new car offered, sponsored by Lamb Automotive Group. Sponsorships and registrations will be available in the next few weeks. Call the Chamber office if you're interested in participating and sponsoring or anything else. And finally, the one other thing I'm going to plug today, you don't have to be a member. But we want you to be a member to take advantage of our free community calendar on our website at chinovalley.org. It's a moderated calendar, so everything that you put on there will be reviewed by somebody on our staff, typos hopefully fixed, and then posted. We have a number of members that take advantage of this service, including the Northern Arizona Suns, the Prescott Farmers Market, Yavapai College and their entertainment series, the Town of Chino Valley, and the Chino Valley Equestrian Park have all posted things on our community calendar. And, of course, all of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce events will also be on there. So that's it for today. You don't have to listen to this talking head anymore, but we will be back next week, hopefully with some help. So if you don't want to listen to me alone next week, give us a call at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce or drop us an email. And we'll see you again next Monday for Talk of the Town Chino Valley. The week after that will be hosted by the Town of Chino Valley, but we'll be back next week at 4 KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com. Good afternoon.
Stay warm.
warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.